This will be the first time Todd Snyder has been to Chico since 2013. All proceeds benefit KZFR 90.1 FM. Tickets can be purchased at kzfr.org/Todd Snyder. Todd Snyder, October 22nd at the Paradise Performing Arts Center.
Hello, this is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. This is Ken Logan, and hopefully you'll stay tuned to the Doctor's Inn.
I went to the doctor, and the doctor said, son, you look older than me, and I'm 71. You're falling apart, you're not living right. I went to the doctor, and the doctor said loud, you got to stop hanging out with that old in crowd. Living's a battle, and you're losing the fight.
Hello, this is Ken Logan, and you're listening to The Doctor's Inn, I hope. I hope you're listening. The Doctor's Inn is a radio show I do once a month, the third Thursday of each month, from 6 to 7 in the evening, and I cover medical and health subjects that I think are important. If you had a subject you would like me to cover, you could email me, and my email address is klogan, so the letter K, klogan@yahoo.com. I want you to know that the opinions voiced on this program do not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of KZFR, its staff, volunteers, board of directors, or underwriters. The Doctor's Inn is made possible by you, you generous contributors, you, and by Friends of the Arts, your state-of-the-art local partner to the California Arts Council since 2001. Friends of the Arts creates economic opportunity by producing and supporting events and by publishing a bi-monthly arts and culture newsletter. To stay in the know or have your event listed, visit friendsofthearts.net, I believe. And by Butte Fire Council. Wildfires have become the new normal in California. God, I hate to say that, but it's true. It is your responsibility to prepare your family, pets, home, and yourself. Preparedness starts with three steps. Ready, set, go. Ready is proactive planning, focusing on both home and family. Set is preparing an emergency supply kit, wildfire action plan, and evacuation routes. Go is taking the proper action when wildfire strikes. These actions increase the likelihood both you and your home survive. For more information, visit ButteFireSafe.net. So that's one word, ButteFireSafe.net. Be ready, Butte. Okay, so today's show is going to involve some things that maybe, let me say this right off the bat, maybe There, you will hear some things where you want to write down some specifics, like phone numbers, etc., on some stuff. So I'm telling you that so you can have a pencil and pen and a piece of paper at your side in case you need to write some stuff down. let me give you a little outline of today's The Doctor's In. Yes, I'm going to start with COVID. Have you heard of COVID? It's a little virus. Sorry. I know we're all tired of hearing about COVID, but the reality is that it's critical, and it's critical that we stay on the same page with each other, especially with ongoing changes. So this will be some information today on COVID that I and some common sense advice, so I hope you'll listen. Then I'm going to do a little bit about I'm going to talk a little bit about Medicare Advantage programs, because there's some warnings on that from me. Hopefully I'll have time to talk about a harm reduction program here. Again, I'll talk about it. A needle exchange program that's here in our community. And if I get time, I might revisit a little bit of breast cancer screening advice, a brief thing. But I'm not sure I'm going to have time for that. All right, so now I'm going to be talking about COVID virus again. I know we're all tired of hearing about it. It's frustrating. It's changed our lives in many ways. It's even involved some actions by some politicians that are frankly unbelievable to me. Different people do respond to crises in different ways, don't they? But I think it's so important for us to keep real solid information flowing as best we can, right? Doing our best to keep us all on the same page. We all know how hard it can be in this era of the internet, by the way. You know, and hear all kinds of voices spewing all kinds of stuff. But for me, when I research for this show, I'm going to keep doing my best to put forth what I find is solid, real information and advice through my eyes as a doctor. That's what I can do. I'm going to do that right now relative to some COVID information and advice. So first I'm going to back up. Let's back up and look at the beginning. The first reported case of community transmitted COVID in the United States was back in February of 2020. So a year and a half ago, a little over a year and a half ago. And I have to say, things have changed a bit recently. And I'm going to talk about that. And it's important that we all know what that means and what we need to be doing now. As you all know, the numbers of deaths from COVID in our country as of this past June has now surpassed over a half a million. So over 600,000 deaths in the United States as of June. And of course, that number is rising, especially lately. Before, I kind of want to get some lay this down first before I get into specifics. And I think it's good to hear this. Let's realize something together here first. It's my opinion that some human beings have trouble adequately or appropriately grasping certain kinds of ideas. And they're the ideas that involve what I term, and I think most of us would term, abstract thought. When we talk about a virus, therefore, I say that's somewhat of an abstract thought, you know. It's something you can't see, you can't hold it in your hand, you can't shoot it, you can't step on it and squish it. So when we say that people are dying from this thing we can't even see, or that some people have consequences to it, like heart disease, lung disease, there are some human beings who just can't grasp that abstract thought kind of concept. They can't believe it. They don't have the ability to believe it, I think. They can't muster up adequate respect for it. Again, it requires the person to have the ability to utilize abstract thought, I say. We had a president. Trump couldn't do it, I don't think. And there's a few governors in this country who can't do it. They can't put reality, they can't hook reality to this COVID virus because it requires a part of their brain that requires abstract thought thinking. And I think they're deficient in it. It's my personal opinion. But I am a doctor. So relative to the COVID virus, there has been some dang changes, of course. The good news about that is that we human beings have been living our lives, let's think about it, for the last year and a half here, learning some things about how to deal with this virus. We've been practicing, huh? We learned and hopefully practiced some ways to help prevent the spread of the virus. You know, over that first year especially, you know, masks, social distancing, avoiding crowds, we learned that. We practiced that. We need to not forget that, and we need to utilize that with this virus. And the other good thing, hard to think about good news or when you're talking about this virus, but we did come up, somebody came up with some vaccines here in this country, three vaccines, which I'm going to talk about more specifically in a minute in a variety of ways. We learned how to prevent the spread by our masks, social distancing, and avoiding crowds, and now these vaccines. Those two categories of prevention are not complicated. It ain't rocket science. Utilizing those is not complicated. It shouldn't be complicated. These prevention steps are, however, annoying, frustrating, and the whole dang thing sucks. But these steps are not complicated. They're actually common sense steps. Okay, back to the current recent COVID situation. The virus changed, didn't it? It mutated. Mutations mean that the virus has undergone some genetic changes. The fact that it has mutated or changed is not a surprise. You may know that. We all know that it's exactly what viruses do. A common example of how viruses change, mutate year to year or month to month or however fast are the influenza viruses that we have each year. There's number one, they've mutated into a variety of them, and they're different every year. Every year is different relative to which specific influenza viruses are going to be present. We, you know, have ways of kind of estimating which ones are going to be around each year, but they're changing all the time. So now the current COVID virus out there, of course, is called the Delta variant. Now, the Delta variant isn't the only variant out there, but it's simply the worst one, the most contagious and hardest on us, of course. The Delta variant is much, much more transmissible, spreadable, much more contagious. Why or how is it to be more contagious? How did it do that? Well, here's why. The Delta variant, when it enters a human being, is replicated by us, by certain cells in our bodies, many, many times greater in number and quicker than production of these viruses compared to the old virus. So our bodies, you know what? I read a physician's statement about this. I'm going to say the word, I might as well, many, many times. Well, guess what? 1,000 times. So now, granted, remember, these are millions, if not trillions, of these viruses. Viruses are very small. They're just a multitude of them made in our bodies. But 1,000 times greater, this Delta virus is made in such greater numbers by anybody who's infected with it, so it becomes much more contagious. There's many, 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 many more viruses to spread to other people when you got the COVID Delta variant. It's much more contagious, and it causes a more severe disease. Maybe that's because there's a higher load of viruses in the human. I don't know why, but it's just nastier. A higher percentage of infected people require hospitalization because of more severe disease. I'm going to talk in a few minutes about statistics at INLO that can show you what's been happening. All right, let's try to settle in on some of that good news, though. And now, saying the word good news and COVID in the same sentence just doesn't fit, does it? So let me drop that good news thing and say, okay, let me say it this way. Fortunately, with the COVID, including the Delta variant, the COVID vaccines that we have do work against the Delta virus. That's fortunate. And thank goodness on that. The current vaccines do work to prevent the Delta variant. Other variants that come up later in time, who knows? But for now, our current vaccines do work against the Delta variant. There's two important points about that and the vaccines. Yes, the widespread use of the vaccines is the only way we're going to get out from under this virus. Widespread use in people, many, 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 many more people getting vaccinated is the only way we're going to get out from under the virus. But also, I want us all to keep in mind, that's how we do our best as human beings to try to decrease the likelihood for a mutant, a COVID mutant to come along that is not susceptible to our vaccines. And how we do that? By decreasing the number of COVID viruses out there. In other words, don't become infected and spread this guy. So vaccinate, and do social distancing, masking, and avoiding crowds when appropriate. We've got to decrease the number of the virus out there in order to decrease this melting pot of viruses out there that are mutating. And so that's the best way to help decrease the likelihood for a COVID mutant in the future to come about that is resistant to our vaccines and is nasty. So vaccination is important. By the way, if you haven't noticed it already, I am a proponent of vaccinating for COVID big time. And you're going to hear me say that a few more times, and I'm going to talk more about it. First of all, however, I'm going to give you some local numbers right now to see how the numbers of significantly COVID-ill people are present in Chico and how it's rising. And it'll give you a glimpse as to how fast it's rising currently this month. So what I'm going to do, I'm looking at this piece of paper I have in my hand, and it's got four dates throughout August on it. And it also has on this piece of paper the number of people hospitalized because of COVID, hospitalized with COVID in Inlow Hospital here in Chico. So, and this will show you how fast these numbers can change now with this Delta virus and unvaccinated people getting it. On the 2nd of August, there were 6 people hospitalized at Inlow for COVID. That was a good number. We were doing good then. Now watch this. So that was on the 2nd. On the 4th of August, 10 cases in-house, in the hospital with COVID. On the 5th, not very long after that, 21. So in 3 days, it went from 6 to 21. Well, then in another 6 days, or on the 11th, it went to 36 patients with COVID infection at Inlow Hospital. And 2 of those were on ventilators. You know, breathing machines. My point is, this Delta thing is infectious a lot more than the original. It's nastier. It's a certain load. Starts with an S, something load. It's a whole bunch more virus coming out of people who are infected with the Delta. Those people who are infected with the Delta virus carry so much higher viral load. They become so much more infectious than the old virus. Let's look at just in Butte County. On 2 days ago, on the 17th, my understanding was there were, as far as hospitalized people throughout the entire county, there were, you know, which involves Inlow at Chico, Orville Hospital, and Gridley Hospital, 65 total people on the 17th, 2 days ago, with COVID, 9 of those being in an intensive care unit. Now, speaking of vaccination, let's look at our numbers in Butte County compared to the United States as far as percentages of those people vaccinated. I want us to compare. So fully vaccinated people in the United States, and this was as of the 11th, of August, so about a week ago, 80% in the United States of people of age 65 and older were vaccinated. 80%. That's pretty good. I must say. How about Butte County? Well, 69.7%. So around 70%. So we're about less. So 65 and older, around 70% versus 80% in the United States. I would like our community to, instead of being less than the country at whole, I would like us to be more than the country at whole relative to vaccination percentage. And then I could break down the, you know, the total population in the United States versus the total population, not just 65 and older. We're 10%, you know, or which is a fifth lower in Butte County than we are in the United States as well. So my point is, Butte County people, we have some catching up to do on getting vaccinated, please. Before I talk more about some of that, I want us to all remember something else about COVID infections. And that, you know, we all think about COVID infections and the time that you have the virus and you get sick. I had a patient call me just before I came over here who he just tested positive today. And so, yeah, okay, so he's going to isolate himself for a number of days, 10 days at least. Can't come out of his house. Can't do, you know, he's just got to isolate himself. Okay. So that's the one thing, the acute stage. But after the acute stage is gone and you're improving, there are some people who have, as you may have heard, long-haul COVID. In other words, they have chronic, laid-out, long-time symptoms because of their COVID infection. It's not everybody who gets infected that gets it. It's some people. I don't know what the percentage is, but the problem with it is it lasts, it lingers, and they are significant problems, these long hauls. So as best I can tell, some of the long-haul people are going to have, instead of getting all over the infection after 2 to 2.5, 3 weeks maybe, well, they'll have some fatigue and tiredness that continues ongoing long time, months, and I don't know how long. We'll have to see. And lung problems that keep going long. We'll have to see how long it goes. But there are other long-haul things that come up potentially as well. And that is new kinds of signs and symptoms that could start, such as in the heart, in the brain, and then a worsening of lungs with a chronic stage on chronically into the future. The heart thing that can come up, it turns out that I know that COVID can mess with the inflammation of COVID that COVID causes can affect a number of tissues in the body, but three of the more common places are, of course, the lung, but also the heart and also the brain. So those who have the heart affected, initially they can have irregular heartbeats and all that kind of thing, but later on they can have this long haul of something called a viral cardiomyopathy, in other words, congestive heart failure, related to the viral thing affecting the muscle of their heart. Another one is brain dysfunction. Encephalopathy is what we call it, a viral encephalopathy, where elements of confusion and decrease in clarity of thought are long-term. Those would be long-haul symptoms in those two tissues. I'll tell you, I got a friend who just heard he's in his mid-50s. He didn't get vaccinated. He got COVID. He was sick for 2.5 weeks. And then 6 weeks after he got infected, he went into, suddenly, congestive heart failure. So, and had to be hospitalized. And so now, and his heart's pumping strength ability was a third of what it should have been normally. And this is an otherwise healthy 50-some-odd-year-old guy. You know, the COVID did that to him. And it's not common, but it's common enough. It's out there. It's another reason to get vaccinated. Okay, speaking of vaccinations, the vaccines do work against the Delta variant. Great. excellent. The vast, vast majority of people who currently are requiring hospitalization for COVID infection are people who are not vaccinated. They're unvaccinated, and the deaths are in unvaccinated. I had somebody tell me the other day, they heard this misinformation. They go, well, everybody in the hospital are people who've been vaccinated. I don't know, that was a misinformation. It's the opposite. People being hospitalized, the sicker people, the hospital is filled with unvaccinated COVID patients. It's a very small number of people who have been vaccinated that would require hospitalization. And even if they are hospitalized, their disease process is going to be much milder. So it's important for all of us to get vaccinated. There's no cost to it. I want you to all know, though, many people who can get any kind of vaccination, COVID and others, can feel a bit funky for a day or two. Maybe a little run down, maybe slightly feverish, maybe a bit achy. These symptoms to getting a vaccination are not specific to COVID vaccinations, because these are symptoms that happen with other vaccinations. We're supposed to tell all our patients that when we give them a vaccination for anything. You might feel a little funky for a while. Well, same with COVID. All right. It's not just COVID. I want you to know that. These symptoms that you get after a shot for COVID or any other vaccine, you know, kind of run downish, slightly feverish, achy, etc., for a little while, day or two, those are signs that your immune system is getting charged up to help you make immunity to whatever that infectious thing you got the vaccine for. So when I hear people having those side effects to the COVID, and I did too a bit with mine, I say, good, your immune system is doing the right thing. It is turned on. It's listening. It is now becoming active. By the way, just in case this is out in the ether somewhere, there's no way any human could get COVID from a COVID vaccination. The COVID vaccinations are not virus, full virus. They're not live virus. They're only pieces of a protein piece. So you cannot, it's impossible to get COVID from a vaccination. In case anybody tries to tell you that, they're wrong. another point, though, that you need to know, everybody needs to hear this. When you get vaccinated for COVID or anything, it takes time for your immune system to perk up relative to that thing you got vaccinated for. In other words, let's take COVID. So you get a COVID vaccination thing. If you get the two-shot series, okay. After you finish the second shot, you are not immediately immune. It takes, theoretically, what we're telling people is, it takes 2 weeks. So it takes 2 weeks after your completed vaccination for COVID for your immunity to be present. Therefore, if you go out and get your COVID vaccination, or vaccinations, I hope you get the vaccinations, one of the two-shot series, but if you get the Johnson & Johnson, I'm going to tell you about these in a minute, but if you get the one-shot thing, the Johnson & Johnson, okay, that's better than nothing. So you are not immune until 2 weeks have passed. So if, let's say, 3 or 4 days after you get your final shot or your Johnson & Johnson or whatever, you complete your vaccination for COVID. 3 to 4 days later, you say, heck, I'm all immune. I can be stupid now and don't have to mask, don't have to social distance, don't have to avoid crowds. I can get close to people now. Wrong. Because that, especially with this Delta virus being so contagious and easy to get, yeah, you're going to get infected. And then you're going to be in a situation where, oh, man, I had the vaccine and I got infected. Yeah, guess what? You got to wait for your immunity to catch up. You got to wait 2 weeks after your final vaccination thing with COVID before you can consider yourself immune. And then you still have to pay attention because, remember, this is a nasty, very spreadable virus. Remember, the viral load in the air around somebody who's carrying the virus is high number of viruses are being blown at you when they breathe to you. And so if you've been vaccinated, even if it's after 2 weeks, you could come down with a milder case, but you just still have to be smart. We all need to step back now and say, okay, things have changed. Delta virus, worse. We need to remember how to social distance, mask appropriately, and avoid crowds again. Mostly for those who are unvaccinated, but even for the vaccinated people to a degree. The three shots that are available out here in the United States, Pfizer is a two-shot series for ages 12 and older. Moderna is a two-shot series for ages 18 and older. Those are the messenger RNA or mRNA vaccines. They have the highest immunogenicity. In other words, they're the most potent immune system helper for against the COVID. Then the third one is the one-shot Johnson & Johnson. Still a good help, a little less powerful than the messenger RNA, Pfizer and Moderna, but still fine, better than nothing. That's for darn sure. Okay, where and how to get vaccinated in our area? Say you're not vaccinated and you want to know where and how to get that done. By the way, I don't know if you notice it by now, but it's the only way we're going to get out from under this virus. You got to get vaccinated. We all do. Various pharmacies are doing it, and I'm going to list, are giving the shots, and I'm going to tell you about it. And then there's some clinics as well, I'm going to tell you. Most of them will do walk-ins, in other words, without an appointment, and most of them will do by appointment also. So here in Chico, here's where you can get COVID vaccine, vaccinated for COVID, in Chico. And if you need to write this down, go for it. And I'm going to include some of this, is going to include some phone numbers, so get ready to write. If you need to. In Chico, COVID vaccine available at Costco Pharmacy, Walgreens, the Rite Aid Pharmacy on Mangrove, and Northern Valley Indian Health on West East Avenue. Now, and you don't have to be a client there. Anybody can get a COVID shot at Northern Valley Indian Health. Here's the phone number for their place, by the way, 530-781-1447. So if you're going to use Northern Valley Indian Health in West East Avenue in Chico and you want to call ahead for your COVID vaccine, 530-781-1447. And then to repeat again, in Chico, you can get COVID vaccine at Costco, Walgreens, and Rite Aid on Mangrove also. In Orville, two pharmacies in Orville that I know of, Walgreens and Walmart. COVID vaccine, you can get it there. Walk-ins, I think, and appointment also, I think. Gridley, three places in Gridley you can get the vaccine. Get vaccinated. Two of them are pharmacies. The CVS in Gridley and the Walgreens in Gridley. You can get COVID vaccine there. The third place in Gridley is the Orchard. The little hospital in Gridley is called Orchard Hospital. So the Orchard Hospital Vaccination Clinic is present. And I don't know about walk-ins on that. They might, but certainly they do scheduling. Here is the Orchard Hospital Vaccination Clinic in Gridley phone number, 530-797-3595. So in Gridley, the Orchard Hospital Vaccination Clinic in Gridley for COVID vaccination, 797-3595. There are also some mobile, so a drive around thing, community vaccination clinics happening across Butte County, only on certain days, certain places. How could you find out about that when it's coming to your area if you want to do it that way? Well, you could go onto the internet, look up available COVID vaccine mobile community vaccination clinics, and then put in your area and then see what pops up on the internet. The other place is States My Turn Scheduling. That phone number is area code hey, and I'm not exactly sure about this area code, so I'm going to give you two options. But the area code, I think, for this states my turn scheduling to find out about the mobile community vaccination clinics, among other places to get COVID vaccine. Phone number, 833-422-4255. 833-422-4255. If that doesn't work, then I messed up the area code, and then I would try, instead of 833 area code, I would try 888. So that would be 888-422-4255. And what you do is you listen for the list of options. When you hear vaccination information, then you press 2, you stay on the line, and a human being is going to come on the line and talk to you about how to get vaccinated, where in your area, if you had questions. Now I have a little bit of updated information about the vaccination stuff here that I want to go over with you. And then in a minute, I'm going to talk to you about COVID testing. But here's some updated information about the use of vaccine, the COVID vaccines. First of all, on August 13th, so a few days ago, the Federal Drug Administration, the FDA, approved Moderna and Pfizer a third shot for two categories of medical conditioned people with two categories of medical conditions. This is not the booster for all the rest of us. This is a third shot to complete the series. In other words, with these two medical conditions that I'm going to talk about, they are not able to be adequately immune with just the Pfizer and Moderna two-shot thing. And I wouldn't even do Johnson & Johnson in this two people. It would be... So if these people... I'm going to tell you the two medical conditions in a minute, but with these two medical conditions, you want to use the Moderna or the Pfizer three shots. So that third shot is for these people, so they get a more complete immunogenicity response to the vaccine. And those two categories, medical condition categories, are who need the third shot of Moderna or Pfizer, are people with cancer and are on chemotherapy. So people with cancer and are on chemotherapy. The second set of people should get this third shot. It's not a booster. It's a finish your three-shot series of Moderna or Pfizer. The second category is people who are taking immune system modulating medicines for certain autoimmune medical conditions such as lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, severe psoriasis. The people with those autoimmune conditions sometimes are given a medication that does some stuff to their immune system to help them with their autoimmune medical condition, lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, or severe psoriasis. And that medicine that they take that monkeys with their immune system makes them have a less robust response to vaccines. So they too need the third shot of Moderna or the Pfizer. All right. So what about booster or a third shot in all the rest of us humans? Well, there's talk about it. And my understanding as of today, it's going to be a good idea maybe 8 months after you've had the original two shots or one shot, Johnson & Johnson, to get it re-shot, a booster. But that hasn't been nailed down yet, to my knowledge, as in green for go, go do it. So keep your ears open for that in the near future. Next thing, on the 13th of this month, the CDC, Center for Disease Control and Prevention, came out with a recommendation for pregnant women to, yes, get COVID vaccinated. So women who are pregnant, and how they say it is, pre-pregnant, currently pregnant, or post-pregnant women, yes, it's wise and important to become vaccinated. That's the CDC's recommendation. And I think that's wise. you don't want a Delta variant infection when you're about to get, when you're early pregnancy, during your pregnancy, or just had a child. You don't want that. My advice is go with the CDC's recommendation. Become vaccinated if you're pregnant. That's my opinion. Then on the 10th of August, the California Department of Public Health gave us some guidelines, or the okay that it is okay. Here's a thing that we've been all wondering about: COVID vaccination. Let's say you're an older child and you got some other vaccine that you're going to, another shot you're going to have, you're due for. Can you get the COVID shot the same day you're getting another shot for something else, adult or older child? And the advice through the California Department of Public Health is, yeah, now they're saying, yeah, hey, it looks like it works out okay. Go for it. You need that COVID shot. We need to get on top of COVID. You need to get on top of COVID. So, yes, you can have it the same day you're having some other vaccination as well. Then, the final little thing I'm going to talk about as far as vaccines statements is the California State Public Health Officer. So the chief doctor in our California Public Health Department, Dr. Thomas Aragon, came out with an order within the last less than a week. And here's the order. For all healthcare workers in California, need to be, and that's underlying the word all, need to be COVID vaccinated by September 30th, 2021. And in other words, next month, September 30th, all healthcare workers in the state of California who are working and expect to work need to be COVID vaccinated, completed. Prior to the 30th of next month, so prior to September 30th, well, and you'd say, well, what about prior to that? You don't want people spreading COVID around until the 30th of September, do you? To patients and stuff? And I say, no, you don't. So how's that handled? Well, here's what he said. So prior to the 30th of September, all healthcare workers who are not vaccinated will need a minimum of COVID testing once per week. A minimum of COVID testing once per week until they either get vaccinated or until September 30th rolls around. And if they're not going to get vaccinated, I suspect they're going to have to find another job. So, again, all healthcare workers need to be vaccinated for COVID by September 30th. Between now and September 30th, if you're a healthcare worker and you're not vaccinated, you need to be tested for COVID. Your employer will be testing you at least once a week. Depending on your job, it may be twice a week. If I was in your shoes, I would go get vaccinated. That's what I would do. appointment only. So Ampla Health in Chico at 680 Cohasset Road, appointment only. And you're going to need their phone number, huh? So I'm going to give it to you right now. You ready? Ampla Health Chico, appointment only, all ages for COVID testing. Their phone number is area code 530-342-4395. Again, Ampla Health Chico, appointment only, all ages, COVID testing, 342-4395. Another place, there's only three more I'm going to tell you. Chico Immediate Care. That's at 376 Vallambrosia Avenue. Appointment only. Must be 5 years of age or older. Chico Immediate Care. 376 Vallambrosia. Appointment only. Must be 5 years of age or older to get tested. I don't have their phone number, sorry. Here's another one. CVS Pharmacy on Forest Avenue. Not the other CVSs. And this is for COVID testing. CVS Pharmacy on Forest Avenue in Chico. Appointment only for COVID testing. Must be 18 years of age or older. So CVS, Forest Avenue, COVID testing, appointment only. Must be 18 years of age or over. Phone number 530-894-5112. That's 894-5112. The final one, Walgreens Pharmacy on East Avenue in Chico does COVID testing also. Walgreens East Avenue, Chico, appointment only for COVID testing. You have to be 3 years of age or older. 3 years of age or older for COVID testing, Walgreens, East Avenue, appointment only. Here's their phone number, 530-899-0887. That's 899-0887, Walgreens, East Avenue, Chico, appointment only. 3 years of age or older for COVID testing. Wow. Well, I'm kind of COVIDed out, and I think you probably are too. So I'm going to switch gears for, I got only about, I don't know, less than 10 minutes to go on the show. Let me tell you a couple things. This thing is, I just want to know, I want people to know, if you're Medicare age or you're younger than, so 65 years of age and older, are the usual people in our country who have Medicare, federal health insurance. I do, by the way, for instance. Now, some younger people with disabilities can be on Medicare as well. But what you have when you're on Medicare, you have other additional options of plans to add to you just straight Medicare. And one of them that will be offered to you is called a Medicare Advantage plan. Here's the problem. The Medicare Advantage plans. That the problem is, I'm a doctor, right? Here's a problem that I have with it. They involve for-profit insurance companies. There have now been a smattering of problems with some of these companies that are managing the clients' Medicare portfolio of inhibiting or getting in the way of what would be standard of care stuff. What I mean is making it difficult for them to get some types of treatments or testings in their area, for instance, having to send them out of the area because they're not contracted with local physicians or other provider things. And there's a variety of things. There's a nonprofit called Health Justice Monitor. You might look it up online. Health Justice Monitor. And they watch a variety of things. And one of them, in this case, I've accumulated some things. Yet another Medicare Advantage cheating scheme. The financial and health hazards of Medicare Advantage. Medicare Advantage skips out on paying for end-of-life care on some clients. So if Medicare Advantage, beware. If you have questions about your Medicare, I want you to know about Passages. Passages in Chico. It's a local organization that will help you with questions on Medicare. And here's their phone number, 332-9699. So if you or your loved one has Medicare and you have questions or need some help with that, Passages, 332-9699. Now I'm going to briefly tell you about something that's present, a good thing that's present in Chico. I talked a little bit about it last month, but it's about harm reduction or decreasing the harm in a certain subset of human beings in our community. And it's called a needle exchange, and it's a good thing. And this has to do with appropriate help and consideration for people, fellow community members, who are unfortunately addicted to injectable street drugs. The use of injectable street drugs puts a person at risk for a variety of medical and social conditions. So, as a physician, me, it's my duty to try to help people stay safe from harm. And in this case, that includes me supporting and thinking it's a good idea. A needle exchange that a nonprofit organization here in Chico has put together and is now up and running, functioning. That nonprofit organization is called Northern. Oh my gosh! Now I'm blanking out on the name of it. Harm Reduction, Northern California. I think it's Northern California Harm Reduction Coalition. Northern California Harm Reduction Coalition. Anyway, so I need to tell you, for people who are addicted to street drugs, injectable street drugs, to help them be safer and help our community to be safer, there is now a nonprofit available each Friday morning, 9 to 11, each Friday morning, to help those people. And it's all volunteer thing. A doctor is present, and it's a 2-hour, 9 to 11, each Friday morning. It's free, does not cost anything, does not take an appointment. The person just needs to show up, 9 to 11 each Friday morning at 171 East 18th Street in Chico, about a half block off of Park Avenue. 171 East 18th Street in Chico, about a half block off of Park Avenue. All right, I'm quitting now. I'm going to say underwriters and that kind of stuff. Hopefully you'll be back to hear me in a month, the third Thursday of each month, 6 to 7, Doctors In. And guess what? The Doctors In is made possible by the generous contributions of you, KZFR supporters, and by Happy Campers RV Rentals, where you can feel at home away from home. Happy Campers RV is a locally owned small business offering clean and comfortable RVs for a weekend getaway or an extended vacation. Happy Campers has a 5-star customer service and cleanliness rating. Good. And offer different sizes and styles at happycamperschico.com. And by Butte County Fair. Creating memories for 80 years. The tree-lined streets of the fairground welcome visitors from across the region starting on Thursday, August 26th through the 29th with family-friendly nightly entertainment, carnival, and fair food and more. Details and ticket specials at buttecountyfair.org. The opinions voiced on this program do not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of KZFR, its staff, volunteers, or board of directors, or underwriters, by the way. Let's see, what do I... Yeah, we're going to listen to Dr. Wu here in a minute. And then the next show up is, what was it, Megan?
Planetary Radio
is up next. How would I do this show without Megan helping me? I would be even more bumbling than I am now. All right, here's Dr. Wu by Steely Dan.
Just when I'd spent the last piastre I could buy.